Disclosure policy. A real estate brokerage firm must have a clear policy regarding minimum levels of disclosure to all potential buyers, sellers, landlords, and tenants. The firm will have an active and standardized risk management function that includes auditing each transaction file to ensure the license holder complies with the disclosure policy. A disclosure policy begins with compliance with TRILA. Disclosure of representation per Section 1101.558 B of TRILA. Representation disclosure. A license holder who represents a party in a proposed real estate transaction shall disclose, orally or in writing, that representation at the time of the license holder's first contact with another party to the transaction, or another license holder who represents another party to the transaction. Example: you are the agent on floor duty at the office, and a potential buyer calls requesting information on a listing at 123 Main Street. Response: thanks for calling. Let me get that information for you. We represent the seller on that property. Welcome the buyer and notify them that you represent the seller as you walk to the conference room. Note that the disclosure is not necessary if a prospective buyer calls or visits to request general information about real estate in the area. If the buyer is not inquiring about a specific property, there is no specific representation to disclose. You call another brokerage firm to book an appointment for a showing for a buyer represented by your firm. When requesting the appointment, say, "My name is Bob, and I am a buyer's agent at Acme Realty. I would like to make an appointment to show your listing at 845 Euclid Street." You arrive at 845 Euclid Street for your showing and find the seller at home. Your introduction should be something like, "I am Bob, a buyer's agent for Acme Realty, and I am here for my 2 o'clock appointment." Information about brokerage services, IABS. As mentioned earlier, the information about brokerage services, IABS, will be provided when the first substantive discussion of a real estate transaction occurs. The license holder should determine when a discussion is turning substantive. At that point, the IABS should be presented. The license holder should take care to provide this information before doing a listing presentation for a seller and before discussing properties, needs, and wants with a potential buyer. The contact information is required to be filled in at all times. It is a violation to provide a blank IABS without the contact information. License holders must provide a link to the IABS form in a readily noticeable place on the homepage of their business website in at least 10-point font and labeled Texas Real Estate Commission Information About Brokerage Services. A sales agent or broker must also provide the form at the first substantive communication with a prospective client by one of the following four methods. 1. By personal delivery. 2. By first-class mail or overnight common carrier delivery service. 3. In the body of an email. Or 4. As an attachment to an email or a link within the body of an email with a specific reference to the IABS form in the body of the email. Note: a link to the IABS in the signature line or footnote of an email does not satisfy this requirement. What does substantive dialogue mean? TRILA defines substantive dialogue as a meeting or written communication involving a substantive discussion related to a specific property. Substantive dialogue means that once the potential client starts to talk to the agent about specific real property, the dialogue becomes specific. Some situations, however, do not apply, such as open houses. Script for presentation. The Texas Real Estate Commission has prepared the information about brokerage services so that buyers and sellers may be better informed about agency relationships. It is a commission requirement, and we believe that it contains some very important information. It is very important that you understand who is representing your interests and who is representing the other party. We may represent the buyer only or the seller only. We may also represent both the buyer and seller as an intermediary. When the broker represents the property owner, the broker has a duty to negotiate the best possible transaction for the owner. The buyer should refrain from telling the seller or seller's agent anything that would be detrimental to the buyer's interests. The buyer should refrain from telling the seller or seller's agents anything about timeframes, finances, or motivation to purchase. The same applies when the broker is representing the buyer. The owner should take the same precautions when talking to a buyer's agent or buyer. If the broker is not representing the buyer, he or she is representing the seller. If the property in question is listed with another firm, the broker working with an unrepresented customer is representing the seller as a subagent of the listing broker. If we represent both the owner and the buyer, the transaction will be completed under intermediary rules. Depending on the circumstances, one agent of the broker will negotiate on behalf of the seller, and another agent of the broker will negotiate on behalf of the buyer. In some cases, a single agent will work with both buyer and seller and will not negotiate but will remain neutral. The broker's policy will determine how the agent will explain intermediary. Possible policies include: no intermediary. The broker may represent buyers and/or sellers, but will not do so in the same transaction. Intermediary with appointments only. If a single agent in the firm is working with both buyer and seller, another agent in the firm must be brought into the transaction so the broker can make appointments. Intermediary with or without appointments. Discuss the major points in the form and ask that they acknowledge receipt of it for your records. If they decline to acknowledge receipt, note on the form that they declined to sign. Ensure that they have a copy and keep a copy for your records. Disclosure of representation. Per Section 1101.558, B of TRILA, representation disclosure, a license holder who represents a party in a proposed real estate transaction shall disclose, orally or in writing, that representation at the time of the license holder's first contact with another party to the transaction, or another license holder who represents another party to the transaction. Example: you are the agent on floor duty at the office, and a potential buyer calls requesting information on a listing at 123 Main Street. Response: thanks for calling. Let me get that information for you. We represent the seller on that property. Welcome the buyer and notify them that you represent the seller as you walk to the conference room. Note that the disclosure is not necessary if a prospective buyer calls or visits to request general information about real estate in the area. If the buyer is not inquiring about a specific property, there is no specific representation to disclose. You call another brokerage firm to book an appointment for a showing for a buyer represented by your firm. When requesting the appointment, say, "My name is Bob, and I am a buyer's agent at Acme Realty. I would like to make an appointment to show your listing at 845 Euclid Street." You arrive at 845 Euclid Street for your showing and find the seller at home. Your introduction should be something like, "I am Bob, a buyer's agent for Acme Realty, and I am here for my 2 o'clock appointment."